about City Church. Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands and praise God for that. Amen. So before you take your seat, raise your right hand and wave to everybody. No, we don't wave like this. No. Look at me. No, we don't do this. Come on, everybody, wave to everyone. Walk around, turn around, whatever you want to do, wave, smile. We smile. Hello, everybody. Good to see you. You're looking beautiful. Yes, everyone is beautiful. Everyone is handsome. Everyone is great. Everyone is smart. Amen. Praise God. Let's take our seats. Amen.
Amen.
So many of you know that we have different things that we do to build people's lives, to make people better. We have so much we do to build people's lives and make them better. And one of the things we do to accomplish the Great Commission is to give education to our children. And so today we are privileged to have three of our Soha young adults who have graduated from university. If I were you, I would be standing on my feet. Today we are celebrating three of them that have gone through school. And they have graduated from university. And they are working. Yes. Our Soha kids will never walk around the streets with their certificates and degrees without jobs. As soon as they graduate, they get jobs. If no one employs them, I will employ them. But they have to work. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
So we have three of them that we celebrate today. They graduated from university. They started with us in P1. We started with about 70 kids. We started with about 70 many years ago. We started with $50. 70 kids, they had $50 to go to school. But they have graduated. It's by faith. Amen. All right. So I would like to invite Margaret. Nasamla Margaret.
Margaret Nasamla.
Come. And, you know, she graduated and she got married. Margaret, come this way. Help Margaret. And I want to invite Josephine also to come. Josephine. Yeah. And Basima. Where's Basima? She hasn't arrived. Yeah? Hey. Sorry? From Masaka. Ah. Maybe she delayed on the way. Okay, someone will come and receive this for her. Would you? Yes. So we want to stand and pray for you. So how was the wedding? I missed the wedding. I missed the graduation. Yeah, how are you? You're doing well? Good to see you. Good to see you. So let me ask Pastor Carol to come here. Please come. Margaret, praise God for you. I want to thank God for your life. When I met you, you were very small. Now you're expecting a baby, right? I can see. Wow. Okay, so I want to present this to you and congratulate you and thank you and bless you for being faithful.
Yeah,
for being faithful. And Josephine, I want to bless you. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for honoring God. And Basima is not here.
Basima tali wano.
Bless her for us.
Mutwebali zenyo.
And want to thank all of you for being faithful. So we're going to bless you today as you start to work and as you enter the work class, that you will continue being heads, you continue being the first, you continue being powerful, you will continue being glorious. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's just pray. Stretch out your hands. Father, we thank you for this far you have brought them. And this is only but the beginning. There are great heights in their future. There are deeper seas and there are higher heights. I pray that you would open their eyes to see the glory that you have set before them. That this is not the end. This is the beginning of many more accomplishments in work, in marriage, in family, in the community, in society. That they would be community changers, world changers. That the nations would know their names, O King of Glory. We ask that you would open doors for them that shall can never be shut. We thank you that everywhere they step, they take by the power and the glory. You have chosen them from the time they were children. You chose them and you brought them this far, and you are not about to leave them. If anything, you are taking them from glory to glory. We thank you for greater glories that they walk in. We thank you that they bring their communities pride, and their families will look upon them and say, we are blessed because of them. Father, we thank you. We speak the blessing that makes rich and adds no sorrow. Let it rest upon them. Cover them. Go with them. Go ahead of them. May your favor make a way even where there seems to be no way. You are with them every single day of their lives.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you and we bless them.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands. Amen. And we also have, today we have 10 of our leaders, 11 of our leaders graduating from the School of Timothy. Now I'm
going
to ask you again to stand, all of you, as we read their names to come forward. Now, all our leaders go through the School of Timothy. All of them. And so we have 11 that have gone through, and we have a school running right now. How many do we have, Peter? How many are in the current class?
10.
We have 10. Within the next 3 months, they'll be graduating. We do 6 months. So I encourage you to register. To get ready for the next class. So that is the place where I pour my life into others. Because God makes you great to make others greater. Yes. Yes. God makes you great to make others greater. When Jesus was about to go, he says, "The work I have done, you shall do, and greater works than these you shall do."
Yes, we are here again. I am going to say,
so God makes you great to make others greater.
Katika tonda kufula wa manyo kufula abalala ba manyo.
Okay, so I have 10
abantu kumi nomu
that are gonna come here. And we'll hand these certificates to them as Amos helps me to read their names.
Now Kenya Masi.
So Nabu Kenya Masi, thank you so much for going through the School of Timothy. Please stay here.
Sigalao. Maureen Acheng.
Maureen. Come on, clap your hands until they get here.
Mukubi mungalo pakanga atuse.
Thank you for going through the School of Timothy.
Maureen,
you are my seed. You are my seed.
Olinsigo yangi. Mr. Peter Musoke.
Mr. Peter Musoke. You
Amita,
are my seed.
Rachel Amita.
Yeah. Rachel.
Mrs. Rosemary Musoke.
Mrs. Rosemary Musoke. She's doing a fantastic work. Doing a fantastic work.
Bakuita Peter Nkalubo.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Mr. Mugumia David. Mrs. Mugumia Caroline.
You can leave it. You can leave it. Just leave it. Come enjoy. Come here and enjoy.
Yango nyumirwe.
It's okay.
Mwanguzi Kenan.
Thank you very much, sir.
Mwanguzi Kenan.
Have you? You've lost weight. Are you fasting? Yes, Pastor Carol,
Priscilla.
Thank you so much. Canaan. Canaan is not around. Hey, Canaan, you have a decided. Okay. who is receiving this? Pastor Patrick, come. Receive for Canaan, come. So stand in Canaan's place. Who else?
Namugombe Priscilla.
Priscilla is not here, right? Okay, Pastor Patrick will where is Priscilla? Priscilla.
Yes. Amos, such a good day.
And Amos, such a good day. Okay. Jesus said, greater works than these you shall do.
Yes, you agamba nti emirimu egisinga ku gino gye munaakola.
So all of you.
Ati mwe mwenna.
All of you.
Mwe mwenna.
Sky is the limit.
Temuliko komo.
Jesus met his disciples.
Yes, yasinka naba
igirizabe. The first time he met them, he asked them to launch in the deep.
Yabagamba okusula ebuziba.
And when they launched in the deep,
they caught
a lot of fish.
Are
you listening? Are you following? They caught a lot of fish. Please listen to this. And when they caught a lot of fish, their nets broke. Yes, they broke. The nets broke. They could not handle the fish. So they lost a lot. When they followed Jesus and he taught them for 3 years, they observed and grew. And Jesus died and was buried.
Yes,
you remember when he resurrected, he came to them and he found them, they had gone back fishing. Never go back to fish. Okay, so, but anyway, they went back to fish. And he came and told them, launch in the deep. They caught so much fish and their nets didn't break. You know why? They had matured. Their boats could handle.
They could handle.
So now you're able.
Kakati, mwino usobozi.
If you keep the things we have looked at for so long time in your hearts.
Singa mukume bintu tunulide mitima jamwe.
Ministry is complicated.
Obweereza olusi buzibu.
And life is complicated. Nothing is easy.
N'obulamu nabwo olusi tebubeera bwangu.
But you can mature to handle complex.
Naye mukuze okubanga mukwasaganya
ebizibu. You can mature.
Musobola okukula.
My son Wilberforce liked keys so much.
Omutabani wange Wilberforce yayagala nnyo abaana.
He always wanted to be the one to open doors.
Yali agala nnyo ebisumuluzo.
He liked keys.
Yali agala nnyo ebisumuluzo.
He liked keys so much.
Yali agala nnyo ebisumuluzo.
So every time we were driving somewhere, he wanted to open the car, he wanted to start the car.
Buli we twatambula nga ayagala nkugula we motoko okugiggala.
And every time we came back home, he wanted to be the one with the keys to open the door.
Era we twakumanga wu akaya agala nga ayina ebisumuluzo ebigula wo.
He was very young. He liked keys so much.
Nga ayagala nnyo ebisumuluzo.
But I could give him the key.
Naye nga amuwa ebisumuluzo.
And we could spend like 20 minutes. He's trying to insert the key and he couldn't. And in my head, I couldn't understand. Why can't you see where the key goes? Insert the key. So he was there, you know, fidgeting and until you pull the key from him, insert it and open the door. He didn't open the door. All the time he fought for the key, he didn't open the door. But I couldn't understand it. I thought something is wrong with my son. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, not everyone with keys knows to handle doors. We have so many leaders with keys. But they don't know how to handle doors. They don't know how to insert the key. They don't know how to open. And when they open, they don't know how to handle them. That's why we need to mature. And we mature by training. Following. Observing. And being teachable. So you are great men and great women. You don't only have the key, but you know how to insert the key. Let's stand on our feet, everyone, and honor these people and clap our hands for them. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for these great men and women. I want to thank you for doors that are responding now. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for progress in life. Progress in life. Because now they know that there is a lot that we do to build ministry. I bless them now. And I commission them to do great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. You have made me great. Make them greater in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And we want to pray with you. We release you as a missionary to Canada. Rachel is going to Canada as a missionary. So you're leaving on the 1st.
Yes.
So Rachel is going to Canada as a missionary. So I want us to raise our hands and I want us to pray for her and release her so that God uses her. Pastor Carol, do you pray first? Everyone sitting, stand. You are sending a missionary to Canada. Have you been to Canada before? You're sending a missionary to Canada. So pray. Raise your hands and pray. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Father Almighty, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you for the door that has opened before her. We thank you that you have gone before her. You have made a way for her. Canada does not only receive her, it receives her gifts. Everything that she has for Canada, it receives and she gives it. We thank you for her star shines brighter and brighter. We pray that this journey will not be a new beginning. It will be a continuation. Every glory that she had attained while in Uganda, she continues from glory to glory into another level of glory in Canada. She does not start from zero. I thank you that she is not a beggar. She does not beg. She does not plead. The system works for her. I thank you that the system in Canada works for her. We release your daughter in love, in glory, in power. They will not see Rachel. They will see you. Because she goes as a representative of your kingdom, of your name, of your power, and of your authority. We bless your daughter. We bless your daughter. Let your anointing just fall on her. Let your anointing be evident, be manifest. With everyone that she would meet, favor, 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 like Canada has never favored anyone else, favor. For the sake of your glory and your kingdom, favor. May the years she's in Canada be years of restoration, Everything that Kankawam has stolen, you begin to restore. May they be years of redemption, a redeeming of everything that she may have lost. We thank you. We send her in glory and power. In Jesus' name.
Father, I want to thank you for her life. I release you and I bless you. I speak to every door to open for you, every nation to open for you. Canada is the first and many more are coming. Father, I thank you for the grace that is upon my life. I share it with her. I share it with you. They are waiting for you. And God gives you the wisdom to handle doors. As they open, you shall maintain them. You shall be quick to understand and act in wisdom. You shall respond quickly and wisely. God blesses you in the city, and God blesses you in the country. He blesses your feet, blesses your hands. You are my seed. I was young and I'm old, and yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's clap our hands and appreciate God. Thank you so much. God bless you. Let's continue serving the Lord. Let's do the work of the Lord. Are you listening to me, generation leaders? Let us do the work of the Lord. Let's serve God. Amen. God bless you. Let's clap our hands and appreciate everybody. Amen. So one more thing I need to do before we continue. If you have the pledge that you made last Sunday with you, let's honor it now. We honor it now. Amen. If you're here and you have your pledge, please bring it. Or you can raise your hand and we pick it from you. Raise your hand and we pick it from you. Did you give it in the offering? You what? Did. You did. You gave it in the offering. Okay. Please walk. Pick it. If you gave it in the offering, it's okay. I hope you wrote on that envelope. I hope you wrote on that envelope. Okay. They are picking it from you.
Raise your hand.
I don't want to make you walk. Put your hand up.
Yeah.
I don't want you to walk. So, Rachel, there is someone you don't see. Rachel. You hide singa baji wanzi. Singa ndaba buli omu. You know, praise the Lord. Amen. Yes. So we do that so that after the word you can just go home. How many minutes are you giving me now that we have done a lot of things in this service? Anyway, I'm going to release you quickly. So Mercy, you let me know when we are done. I just want us to deal with all these things before the word. Thank you so much for your giving. We raised 5 million last Sunday. How many of you appreciate God for what He's done in this place? How many of you know that God has used you to do great and mighty things in this place? You know, everything you see here, God has used you. Our team is so committed that whatever you give, they use it wisely. Yeah, they use it wisely. And they have been able to work. How many of you agree with me that every time we have given, when we come back, we find the work done? Oh, there are people complaining. Oh my God. Have you seen them? Let's respond. There are people complaining. How many of you agree with me that every time we have given, we find the work done? You see, not everyone. So there's a problem. Yeah. No, there's no problem. No problem. Things have been running very well. So our team is committed, our team is good. So are we done? Are we done? Okay. So thank you so much for your giving. May God richly bless you. Thank you. All right. Are you ready to go in the word with me? Now, we've done two Sundays and I have taught powerful things here. I hope you keep the things I have shared with you at heart. Because those are the things that will make you a great person in this life. You and I will never live a purposeless life. We're going to live a purposeful life. Shout hallelujah.
Gamba hallelujah.
Okay, turn to your neighbor and say, you and I will live a purposeful life. Turn to another one and say, we're going to live a purposeful life. Turn to another one and say, we cannot live a purposeless life. We know our purpose is to spread the gospel, to increase the kingdom of God in every sphere of life. Amen.
Amen.
And we are about the Great Commission. And God is going to bless us. As the church becomes bigger and greater, you become bigger, you become greater. As the church increases, you increase. That's how it is. Yes. If you build the house of God, God gives you power to build your own house. Yes. That's how it is. Yeah. That's why we need to serve the Lord. We need to work for God. Because when we grow in influence and grow bigger and greater and increase, plant more churches. The more churches we plant, the more homes you build. Yes. Yeah, there is a lady who came to me. She was barren. And she had waited for a long time. She was so discouraged. And she had done everything she could do to have a baby. But nothing was happening. And so she came and said, you know, Pastor, I've gone to every doctor. And I have gone to so many pastors. They have prayed for me. No baby. And the husband was there to witness. No baby. For long, no baby. She was crying, no baby. And I told her, you know what? You're going to have a baby. And I told her, begin to win souls. Win souls. Every soul you win, you get a baby. And there are people that really obey the word of God. She obeyed. And she began to evangelize. She lives in Stockholm. She began to evangelize. She began to win souls. The first soul she won. And this is the truth. When she won that soul and brought her to church, she got pregnant. She won another one. She got pregnant. A third one. She got pregnant. And the husband said, let's go back to pastor. Because if you keep on doing this, we will have a whole church. But anyway, she continued to win souls. And she has four babies. Four. And I think that's it. You know, she won't give birth to more. But she's still winning souls. Yeah, Margaret is still winning souls.
Margaret,
but she was barren. So when we grow as a church, individuals begin to grow. That's why you need to work hard to make sure your church grows. Serve the Lord. Do the work of the Lord. Now, today we're going to talk about spiritual multiplication. Every time you multiply spiritually, you automatically multiply physically. Every time you grow in the spirit, you grow in the things of the physical. Amen.
Amina.
Things around us respond to the life of the spirit that we live. Things around us respond to the life of the spirit we live. Yes. Turn to your neighbor and say, live a spiritual life. Yes, live a spiritual life. Things will respond to the life of the spirit you live. The work of God. Responding to the call. When you respond to the call, things begin to respond to you. If things are not responding, just know that you have not responded to the call of God. Because where vision is, there will always be provision. So if you lack provision, check your life. Check your life, because provision is there. But when you lack vision, provision won't manifest. Provision won't manifest. It won't. So you need to have vision. You must respond to the call of God. When you respond to the call of God, things will begin to respond. Raise your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I am responding to the call upon my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Yes. Clap your hands. Yes. So respond to the call. Respond to the call of God. When you respond to the call of God, when you live a spiritual life, physical things will begin to respond. Yes. So if there's a struggle in your life, serve God.
I'm telling
you, serve God. Let's go to Mark chapter 1, verse 16. Mark chapter
1,
verse 16. We are talking about spiritual multiplication. When you multiply spiritually, you will definitely multiply physically. There will be a physical response, a natural response in your life. Amen.
Amen.
And the greater the call, the greater the provision. Amen. Mark chapter 1, verse 16. So I'm going to ask Dev to read for us as you watch the screen. But we need a voice. Yes.
Mark 16
says, and as he walked by the Sea of Galilee,
He
saw Simon Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
Now, wait. Stay standing. Now, you notice that the Lord met these guys fishing.
okizuula nti Mukama yasinkana abasajja ano nga bavuba.
These people, Jesus met them at their place of work.
Mukama waffe Yesu yabasinkana ku mulimu gwabwe bali bakolera.
They were working.
Bali bali mukola.
In a supermarket. They were working in insurance company.
Bali bakola mu company insurance.
They were working in a shop.
Bali bakola mu duka.
They were working at the site.
Bali bakola ku bizimbe.
You know, they were painting.
Bali bali mukusiga.
They were working.
Bali bakola.
Accountants, they were working.
Bali bakola.
Doctors, they were working.
Bali basawo nga bakola.
So Jesus met them at their place of work.
Kati Yesu yabasinkana nga bakola.
Okay? He met them by the sea.
Yabasinkana ku lubalama lw'ennyanja.
By the sea.
Ku lubalama lw'ennyanja.
Yes, he met them by the sea. They were working.
Bali bakola.
He did not meet them behind closed doors. They were not praying.
Teyabasanganga biggalide basaba.
No, he found them working. In their workplace. Okay, by the sea. And then, verse 17.
Jesus said to them,
follow me,
and I will make you become fishers of men.
And I will make you become fishers of men at their places of work. So there are people at their places of work. They cannot respond to the call unless you and I go there at their places of work. So we cannot expect them to come unless we go to their places of work. Unless we go to their neighborhoods. So Jesus didn't go to the synagogue. Jesus went to the places of work by the sea. So this is where we have to go. That is, those are the places we're going to find people. And when we find them, we invite them to follow. We make friends with them. So Jesus was by the sea. And he called them. They became friends. And he told them, follow me. As he is, so are we in this world. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. So we will go to workplaces, we will go to schools and find them and call them, come, follow me, like Jesus did. Raise your right hand and say, as Jesus is, so am I. Now we go back to evangelism. Jesus was evangelizing right here in Mark chapter 1. He was evangelizing. He went preaching the gospel. And he met them at their places of work. And he told them, follow me. And I'm going to make you fishers of men. Now, we are redefining evangelism. Evangelism is a call to discipleship. Friends, inviting friends. Believers inviting non-believers to faith. You ask them to follow you. You ask them to follow you. Like Jesus. But we won't find them. The Great Commission is not in the four walls. The church gathers here every Sunday to be empowered. And after this service, amen. Are you listening? After a service like this, we all go in different spheres of influence to invite men, to invite people to Jesus. Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. Jesus wasn't talking about this building. Faith Park is a place where we meet. It is a place where the church come to meet. But church lives in different places. Church is going to school. Church wakes up every day and go to work. turn to your neighbor and say, you are the church. We are the church. So Jesus says, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. Now, when you look at gates, you see that is a gate. Yeah, yeah, turn around and see the gate. That's a gate. Did you know that that's the gate? Yeah, that's the gate. So Jesus says, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Now, you see that gate? You always find it where you left it. Gates are stationed. Gates never move. But Jesus says the gates of hell shall not prevail against
it.
Which means the church is on the move. But there are gates that stand against the church. But Jesus says those gates shall not prevail against my church. Yes. Now, I'm going to show you some gates that are stopping the church from progressing. Because we are expected to do the work of the Lord. Yeah, we are expected to do the work of the Lord. Monday to Saturday, and then we come to church. That is why here we have generations. Please respond to generations. We meet in small groups, we evangelize and come in the bigger gathering. Through the week, we meet in our generations. We fellowship. We evangelize. And then we come on Sunday and meet in the bigger gathering. And then we go back, evangelize, meet in our generations, then come back in a bigger gathering. We are the church moving. We are supposed to move. Now listen, the gates are stationed. They are waiting. As we approach, they stand against us. Why are they standing against us? Behind every gate, behind that gate, there are things protected. There are things kept. So behind every gate, there are people. The devil keeps them away from the church. So the reason why the devil will put up gates, mount up gates, is because he knows if we approach and we go through, we are expanding the kingdom. You see? You see that? So now there are things like laziness. Things like unbelief. Those are gates. Didn't you know that? Now you know. Fear is a gate. So every time you think about sharing the gospel with somebody, you feel afraid. That is a gate. But Jesus said, that gate will never prevail against the church. So raise your hands and say, today we overcome the gate of fear. How many of you are afraid to share the good news? You are afraid. Every time you think about it, you feel afraid. Yeah, okay. I know you're here. Again, you fear to raise your hands. Again, you fear. You are afraid. But fear is a gate. That's why we are not progressing. Because we have allowed the gate of fear to stand and prevail. But Jesus said, those gates of hell will not prevail. Laziness is a gate. The cares of this world. Yeah, Pastor, you're telling us to win souls. Tell us how to get money.
musomba otubuulira okubuulira enjiri netubuulira engeri gye tufunamu
sente. I'm actually telling you how to get money. I'm going to show you in scripture that when you preach the gospel, you get money. It's in the Bible. I'm
going
to show you. Okay. So the cares of this world. Believers are caring so much. Food, clothes, shelter, money. Don't care about those things. God is going to bless you. You do the call. When you get a job, that is a platform. You are taking the love of God at your place of work. Don't separate your daily life from the Great Commission. So all these are gates. The hindrances. Fear and, you know, cares of this world. You know, laziness, unseriousness. You know, we have believers that are very unserious. They are unserious. And so no one takes them serious because they are unserious. They lose golden opportunities to share the gospel because they are unserious. The way they live, the way they talk, the way they think, you know, we are like those that we are winning. Unseriousness. They are not responding to the call. Yeah? Turn to your neighbor and say, I am serious now. I'm very serious. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So there are two categories. Oh my God, my time is fast spent. There are two categories of people we must reach. Evangelism. What does it mean? You call people to follow you. To teach them that we go to church on Sunday, we read the Bible, we pray, we listen to teachings, we are not hearers only, but we are doers. Amen. You disciple them. Teach them to do the things you do. Amen. So you find one person, you find two people, and you invite them to follow you. So there are two categories that I want all of us to go for. By the end of this year, everyone that has gone through this teaching since I came, respond to this call. Get serious. You must have one person. Let's stand on our feet. Everybody stand on your feet. Raise your right hand. By the end of this year, you must have one person. Are you following me? By the end of this year, one person that you come with to church, you pray with, you bless, you fellowship with, you eat food with, you pray with. One person. All of us. Get serious. Unseriousness is a gate. It's an evil hindrance. So if you are unserious, you don't know your purpose. You wake up, you eat, you go to work, you go home and sleep, you watch a movie, you go work, you check your account. If your salary has arrived, oh yeah, it's there, you go out. I'm serious. What's your purpose? He created you to build his kingdom on earth. You are a spirit being. He gave you a body to have contact with this earth, to do his work. Get serious. Unseriousness is an evil gate.
Obutali serious gate mbi wankachi mubi.
So raise your hand.
Kati muse mkono juu.
And say by the end of this year.
Gama mwaka ngategunagwako.
I will have one person following me.
Njakubira no muntu omunga ngoberera.
I will do everything I do.
Njakula bulichonna chenkola.
With that person.
No muntu oyo.
I am responding.
Nyanukula kakati.
I am getting serious.
Mfuka serious.
Now you know your gates.
Kakati omanyi enzijize ezikuziyiza.
I don't know your gate.
Simanyi wankacha
kwa. But you know the gates that stop you.
Nayo omanyi wankacha kuiziyiza.
Unseriousness, fearlessness, sleep.
Kutia, kwela likirira, bunafu, kweba.
Food,
mere,
can be
mere.
Whatever it is.
Chonacho chiri.
Yeah? Njagala batu wala mpola mchitegele china chintu.
I want us to go slow so that we will understand.
Njagala batu wala mpola.
We are going slow.
Mchitegele, okay?
So that
because I want you to be a great person.
Njagala ubere muntu wa amanyi.
Oh, you know kubana influence. You have to influence.
Otee kukubanga odina amanyi agasikiriza abantu.
So you know what hinders you.
Kati omanyi ekikulemesa.
You know your problem.
Omanyi ekizibu kyo.
That stops you from influencing people and talking to them about Jesus.
Ekikulemesa okubanga osikiriza abantu oyogera nabo kwekana na Yesu.
You know the hindrances that stop you from doing the work of God.
Omanyi ebiziyiza ebikulemesa okukola omulimu gwa Katonda.
Begin to command them to leave right now.
Katitandika okubiragira okufa.
Raise your hands and begin to pray.
Imusa mikono yote
and command those gates. You know them. Speak.
Yogera eri emiryango egyo yogera najo.
If it is fear, speak to fear.
Bwe kuba kutya bogolera okutya.
If it is laziness, speak to laziness.
Bwe buba bunafu bubogolere.
If it is unseriousness.
Bwe buba ngabutaba serious.
Speak to that unseriousness.
Yogera n'obutaba serious obo.
Aren't you tired of coming to church alone?
Tokoyo kuja kanisa weka.
Yeah. Speak to that gate.
Yogera ne wankachoyo.
Command it to fall down in the name of Jesus.
Jiragire okutuke gwe wansi mulinya lya Yesu.
Amen.
Amina.
Let's take our seats.
Katuleko.
So there are two categories of people.
Katwaluwo ebibinja biri ebyabantu.
That I want all of us to be, we need to be practical. Evangelism has to be practical.
Okubulira enjiri kuteeka okuba kwa buliwo.
Yes. You have to be practical when you are evangelizing.
Oteeka okuba ko byokola bobo bulira enjiri.
Amen.
Amina.
Yeah. You need to know what you're doing.
Oteeka okutegera kyokola.
And scripture is very clear about that.
Nebya wandikibwa bikirambika bulungi.
That's why Jesus went to the fishermen.
Yensonga lwaki Yesu yagenda eri abavubi.
And said to them, come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. He spoke the language they could understand. You have to be practical. Mugoberere
mbafula abavubi bani yogera olulimi lwe bali bategeera.
Yeah. Speak the language.
Yogera olulimi.
Amen. So there are two categories. Number one.
Echisoka.
Look for people. There are people that are born again.
Waliwo abantu abalokole.
They accepted Christ.
Bakiriza Yesu.
Probably they went to church.
Obolia bagenda kukanisa.
And they stopped going to church.
Ne balekera ogenda kukanisa.
So these people.
Kati abantu bano.
Are on the fence.
Bali ku gate.
They don't attend fellowship.
Tebagenda mukungana.
They don't go to church.
Tebagenda kukanisa.
They don't pray.
Tebasaba.
They are on the fence.
Bali awo kukisenge.
They are not in.
Tebali munda.
They are on the fence.
Bali wabweru w'ekisenge.
Some of them are in between. They are not in, they are not out.
Abalala bali makati awo tebali munda tebali
bweru. So these people are living a very unserious life.
Kati abantu bano batambulira mulamu obutali serious.
They are not serving the Lord.
Tebaweereza Katonda.
They don't know the message.
Tebamanyi bubaka.
Especially those that don't understand the message we preach here.
Era nadala babatategera bwaka bwetu bulira
wa. Go for them.
Gendo banone.
Do the work of an evangelist.
Gendo okulomu limo gwo kubulira enjiri.
Help them.
Bayambe.
To get serious.
Babere serious.
We call them the people on the fence.
Tubaita abantu abali wabweru wa wechikomera.
They are not inside.
Tebali munda.
That's why they aren't here with you.
Yesonga chi tebali wanona.
They aren't inside.
Tebali munda.
Are you with me?
Oliwa munange.
They are not initiated.
Tebanaba kuyingizibwa.
We need to initiate them.
Tuteeka okubayingiza.
How do we initiate them?
Tubayingiza tutya?
By calling them.
Nga tubayita.
Inviting them.
Nga tubaaniriza.
To walk with you.
Okutambula wamu naawe.
Oh, I have called many people.
mpisa abantu
abawera. Yeah, they were unserious.
Bali tebali serious.
And I called them.
Nembaita.
To walk with me. Now they are serious.
Nebatambula na nkati bali serious.
That is evangelism. Yes.
Kwekubulira injili.
Evangelism. Calling people to discipleship. Okay? So these people are on the fence.
Kati abantu bano bali ku kisenge.
Hebrews 10:25 talks about them.
Abibulania 10:25
abogera. These are people that have forsaken the assembling of the believers. Hebrews 10:25 talks about them.
Abibulania 10:25 abogera.
Yes. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves. As is the manner of some. That is what they do every day. This is how they behave. They have forsaken. What does it mean to forsake? What does it mean when you say someone has forsaken?
Chitegeza chibogama ya chileka.
Sorry? To abandon. To walk away.
Ekintu yali
achikola nachivako. Someone has taken another route.
Omuntu yali akole ekintu
nachivako. Someone has walked away. Is serious?
Atambude nage na nabivako.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we say, oh, that one used to come to church. She's no longer coming to church. That one used to come to church. Don't joke about it. It is serious.
Chiri serious.
The Bible talks says they have forsaken.
Bible ganti balese.
Okay? If someone divorces, we say that one has forsaken.
Omuntu bwa
that man has forsaken.
Musajjo ya yaukanye ni
mukyala. His wife.
Aya alese
omukyala. Or that woman has forsaken her husband.
Obo mukyalo yalese omwami
we. So which means these people have divorced.
Chitegeza babili bano baukanye.
The fellowship.
Baukanye mukusechimu.
They have divorced
balese
the body of Christ.
Omubiri gwa
Kristo. It is a serious thing.
Chintu chiri serious.
Are you with me? Are you following? So don't joke about it.
Tochizanyisa.
Get serious with these people.
Beta serious nabantu.
It is dangerous.
Chabulabe
to divorce.
Okwe okwa ukana
the family of the Lord.
Kumakaga katonda.
It's serious. Yeah. So it has become a behavior.
Katichifu semuze.
They have left. They have divorced.
Babu debalese.
Oh, yeah. We go for them.
Tugena ntubano nayo.
Yes, we go for them.
Tubano
okay?
Nayo.
Yeah. Yes. They have formed the habit of doing. And this is not the time to do that. Yeah, so it's dangerous for them. Okay. So, yeah, thank you. So these are people that have left, they have divorced the fellowship. And it's dangerous. And the Bible has said, this is not the time, right? It's a wrong time. Yeah, by the way, yeah, continue. It says, as the day approaching, right?
Mm-hmm. But exhorting one another.
Yeah.
And so much the more as you see the day approaching.
As so much the more. Increase speed. Increase the method. Reinforce the method. Get more serious. As more as you see the day approaching. Don't allow that day to find them out. The day is approaching. Jesus is coming back. Serious. Let's do the work of the Lord. Serious. Yes. So don't allow anyone to leave. And members of City Church.
We are members of City Church.
Members. We don't leave the family. It's bad to divorce. A family is not a bus or a train. You enter, you go out, you enter.
You
we are permanent members. We don't go anywhere. We build the family. So get serious with people that have divorced. Call them back to discipleship. So that's category one.
Okay? Category one. That people on the fence. Category two, I'm closing. Oh, it's 12 sharp. But let me give you this one and we close. Category two, the lost. Now these are people that have never heard the gospel. These are people that have never heard the gospel. Let's go to Luke chapter 10, begin from verse 2 to verse 9. Now, the lost. Everyone say the lost. Yes, the lost. These are people that have never heard the gospel. Yes.
Luke chapter 10, verse 2.
Mm.
Then he said to them, The harvest is truly great.
Nabagamba makungula mangi ddala.
But the laborers, the workers are few.
Naye bakunguzi batono.
Which means the church is not active.
Chitegeze kanisa teri mukola.
The church is hindered by the gates of hell.
Kanisa eremesebwe miyango gya geena.
The church is so worried about the cares of this world.
Kanisa yeralikiridde nnyo ebizibu byenseno.
The church is busy making money. The church is busy failing. Yeah?
Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out.
Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out. He's saying, don't pray for the harvest. The harvest is plenty. But pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers. Yeah? Into his harvest.
Uh-huh.
By the way, the harvest is talking about there are gates around it. And those gates must fall down. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Mm.
Go your way.
Go your way.
Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Carry neither money bag,
uh-huh,
knapsack,
uh-huh,
nor sandals,
uh-huh,
and reach no one along the road.
Uh-huh.
Verse 5. But whatever house you enter,
mm,
first say,
mm-hmm,
peace to this house.
Okay. Now, carry neither money, uh-huh,
carry neither money,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
knapsack,
mm-hmm,
nor sandals,
mm-hmm,
and reach no one along the road.
Yeah, why is he saying we shouldn't take money with us?
In other
words, don't worry about money. Don't let money stop you. Don't let sandals stop you. I have no shoes, I have no money, I have no food. Don't let those things stop you. Yeah, don't. Okay? Mm-hmm.
You won't need to take anything with you.
You won't need to take anything with you.
Trust in God alone.
Trust in God alone.
So, and don't be distracted from my purpose.
And don't be distracted from my
purpose.
By anyone you meet on the way. What, which one is that? Repeat it. Yes. Now you see. Amen. So don't worry. And he's going to tell you why you should not worry about the cares of this world. Okay, continue.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever house you enter,
mm,
first say,
mm-hmm,
peace to this house.
Peace to this house. You look for the man of peace. Uh-huh.
Emirembe mu nyumba eno.
If the Son of Peace is there,
your peace will rest on it.
Your peace will rest on it.
And if not, it will return to you.
And if not, it will return to you.
Remain in the same house.
Eating and drinking such things as they need. Now, stop there. Now,
that's where I'm saying,
don't run around on the streets. We thank God for street preachers. We love street preaching. And we shall do street preaching. We love crusades. I do crusades. But now, we are going back to the method Jesus left. He says, when you go to one house, if you find someone there, don't leave. Stay with that one person. Don't run around. That's why I'm saying, before the end of this year, one person. Are you with me? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So eat food with them. Okay. Now. Yes. Now. Don't go from house to house. Be strategic. Stay with one person until that person learns what you know. Then the other thing he says, a worker is what? A worker is worthy of his wages. Now you see that preaching the gospel pays. Yes. Yeah. That's why I'm teaching you to prosper. I am teaching you to prosper. If you work for the Lord, the Lord will pay you. I'm not saying leave your job, but your job is one of the payment. Have you seen people who work and work and work and work and work and they don't even enjoy what they do? You will be different. So he said, don't worry about money. A worker is worthy of his wages. The Bible, we saw that last week. Serving the Lord is never in vain. Do you feel this gospel? It's powerful, eh? My God. Okay. So, do not go from house to house, right? Alright, let's continue up to 9.
Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you.
But Jesus said, eat food.
Yes,
that's why I love food. All my meetings must have food.
Yes.
Because Jesus ate food.
Yes, we are.
So please don't invite me with that food. We have to eat food. If we don't have food, we eat elephant banana. Well, we have to eat. Amen. So Jesus says, when you enter, eat. Yeah, there must be food in the gospel. Amen. Okay. Yes. So, this means we must heal the sick. But listen, this means that our purpose, you know, the other translation said, don't be distracted from your purpose, right?
Yeah.
So, which means your purpose is to take the kingdom of God to every sphere of life. Yeah? I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Your purpose is to take the kingdom. So Jesus says, heal the sick and tell them the kingdom of God is near you. Now.
Kakano.
I'm imparting something into your life.
What would you take?
Somebody stand, raise your hands and say, I receive it. I'm imparting something into your life. Today is an impartation. It's an impartation service. Something is opening. Something is opening. Your eyes are opening to something greater than what you had settled for. You're greater than that. I'm saying you're greater than that. I'm saying you're greater than that. I am imparting something. If you understand, begin to pray in tongues. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. If you understand what I'm saying, raise your hands and pray in the spirit. There is something that sits in your spirit right now that is gonna take you from what you had settled for to something bigger than you. Sharabazantarabagaya. There are people that have been walking in small corridors. You are leaving those small corridors to the highways. To the highways. Something bigger. Something greater. Woo! Oh, come on, begin to shout in tongues. Open your lungs. Open your lungs. I am imparting a grace. I am imparting a grace. I am imparting a grace. Open your lungs. Shout in tongues. Release your voice. Lose yourself. Receive what I impart. Receive something bigger, something greater. Oh, come on, raise your voice. Hey!
Shike.
Oh!
Rapala katalama.
Oh!
Wash kribos katalama.
Hey!
Oshaka raba kalibus.
I am imparting a grace.
What which sir?
I am imparting a grace.
Take a catch sir.
That opens doors. I'm imparting a grace.
Take a catch sir.
The gates of hell are being lifted. Are being lifted. In the name of Jesus. Shatarabagazantarabagaya. I am imparting a grace. There is a hunger inside of you. There is a fire inside of you. Shatakarabagazantaya. Rokosoto robozeke. Rakantarabagazi karabaya. Rekonto roboze karabagaya. Masantarabagaya.
Oh, Shimarabaka Seribus.
Raise your hands and say, I am rising up.
I rise up. Situka.
I rise up. I begin now. I take steps of faith now. I overcome every gate.
The
gates of hell shall not prevail against me. In Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands and praise God. Something is imparted. There is a hunger. That is rising up.
Esituka.
In your spirit.
Momoyo.
Hunger.
Injala.
Rising up.
Esituka.
In your spirit.
Momoyo.
Hunger.
Injala.
Rising up.
Esituka.
In your spirit.
Momoyo.
The spirit of laziness.
Momoyo unaf.
Is broken.
Amenyeka.
The spirit of unseriousness.
Momoyo utaba serious.
Is broken.
Amenyeka.
Now raise your hands. Before the end of this year, you all have received ability to have a follower. before the end of this year, you have all received the ability to have a follower. But before the end of this year, you're
going
to have a follower. Before the end of this year, you'll have a follower. Someone is following you. Someone is following you. Someone is following you. There is a verse I want to read for you before you go. I'm sorry. You know, I don't see you so many times, but I've gone over 15 minutes and I'm closing now. I am very sorry. But listen to this. There is a verse. Please, someone help me. 10 men will hold the skirt of a Jew. And they will say to that Jew, to that believer, I'm going with you. Look for that verse for me. Someone on the projector, hurry up.
That God is with you.
So we've heard
totally
that God is with you. Woo! As you invite them, they will say to you, 10.
Bantu kumi.
Not even one, 10.
So muna ikumi.
They will come to you and grab your hand and say, Slivia.
Bakugambe Slivia.
Hey, Mary.
Mariam.
Now shout your name.
Katileka nerinya lyo.
Yes. Yes. I am going with you.
Ngenda nawe.
Because I have heard
kubanga mpulide
that the Lord God
Chimukama Katonda
is with you.
Aliwemo nawe.
Shout and say, I have ability.
Gamba nino busobozi.
Say, I have ability.
Nino busobozi.
I have power.
Nino busobozi.
I am able. Bible say 10 men.
Agami abasajja 10.
10 men.
Abasajja 10.
10 men.
Abasajja 10.
So I'm asking for one person.
Kati nkusaba muntu omu.
One person.
Muntu omu.
Before the end of this year.
Mwaka ngategunagwa.
How many are we here today?
Tuli bameka wano leo.
All of you, one person.
Mwena mwena muntu omu.
You hear me? One person.
Buli omu kumwe muntu omu.
But the ability you have
nayo busobozi bwo
is not for one person.
Sina bwa muntu omu.
You have ability for 10.
Oyina busobozi bwa bantu 10.
Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Father, I bless everyone here. As they go out to serve you, I commission them. I release them to go and serve, to do the work of God, to do the work of the kingdom, to fulfill their purpose in this life. And Father, thank you for the ability that they have to influence. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for the sick. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Everyone sick, be healed. Touch where you feel the pain. In the name of Jesus. Mama, your leg is getting healed. Come on, try her leg. That leg is healed. That leg is healed. Move it. It is healed. Someone else there, God is healing you. God is healing you in the name of Jesus. Test her leg in Jesus' name. You are healed. Touch where you feel the pain. I command your chest to be healed. I command your belly to be healed. In the name of Jesus. I command your chest to be healed. In the name of Jesus. Test her leg, she's healed. There's no pain. No pain.
Come on.
Kick your leg. She's healed. She's healed. She's healed in the name of Jesus. She's healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For how long? How long? Come on. Test yourself. You're healed in Jesus' name. For 1 year. For a whole year. The leg is healed. The leg is healed. For 1 year, the leg is healed. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. What's wrong with your knee? Come here, run. God is healing some people here. Come on, run. Run. God is healing you. Run. God is healing you. Run. Go back there. Help her.
Run and go back. Run and go back. Come on, clap your hands. God is healing her. God is healing her. Run, 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 run. God is healing you. God is healing you. Run back. God is healing you. God is healing you. God is healing you. Run, 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 run back. Run back. Run back, mama. God is healing you. God is healing you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now check yourself. Check yourself. Come on, clap your hands. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Look for that pain. It's gone. Bend. Bend. Mugamba kutame. Akutame wansi. Yeah. Touch your toe. You go. Achikole. Akwate bigerebye. Mugamba akwate bigerebye. Akoleche mugambi. Yeah, akoleche mugambi. Yeah, come on, clap your hands. Okay, go back. Yeah, come on, clap your hands. Go back. Akoleche mugambi. Come on. Come on, njagala kwate bigere. Come on, give all the praise to Jesus. Mama, go back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Touch them again. Come on, clap your hands with the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. Stand up again. Okay. Go back. Touch your toe. Wow. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Give him praise and all the glory. Come here, mama. I speak to your bones to be restored. No sickness. I speak all the minerals you miss in your bones to appear right now. In Jesus' name. And I speak to your eyes to be clear. To see properly again. In Jesus' name. What caused that is stress.
Stress.
Yeah. It's been stress that caused that pain. Yeah, you don't sleep well. Stress. I speak peace in the name of Jesus. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Amen. May God bless you so much. Thank you so much for worshiping with us today. Next Sunday, bring someone with you. We're
going
to have a powerful service. Next Sunday. Come with somebody. We're
going
to have a powerful service. Yes, don't come alone. Ten men will follow you to church. You have ability for 10. Raise your hands. Father, I bless your people. Thank you for empowering them. Thank you for increasing them. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Remember, Jesus is the Lord of your life. Nothing missing and nothing broken. God bless you. See you next Sunday. We have prayer tomorrow. Don't miss prayer tomorrow. In Jesus' name. Come on, God bless you so much. See you next Sunday.